Like Eagle Wings, it's hard to, they twist the word around a little bit, so I have a tendency when I'm singing, I make up my own words too, so. And you may see that I'm going to share something with you. Travis was saying about choir, and I always found it interesting because when I was in grade school, and we used to do Christmas plays when I was in grade school, and we got together in a little auditorium, and we were practicing and everything, and the teacher said we were going to sing. And I said, no. My mama told me I don't know how to sing. Oh, she says everybody can sing. Well, after the first practice, she said, I'm going to give you a speaking part. So, true story. And so as I started then coming to church, I would never stand and sing those songs. And then I thought, you know what? You need to make a joyful noise. So when I started singing, people turned around and look at me, but I kept on singing anyhow. But when we got to join the Monticello Community Choir, something like that, and so Judy wanted to go to it, and I said, well, I'll go. And they found a part for me. They put me between a bass and a, I don't know what else. And these guys were taller than me. Here I am in the middle, about this much shorter on the back row. But when I went and listened to the playback, I mean, it was beautiful. And I was singing. But all those voices blend together, just like right now when you guys are singing, it sounds beautiful up here. It's amazing.
I have a confession to make. We had a choir one time I was directing, and we had one girl that was singing a little bit louder than everybody else. So I gave her a microphone and told her, sing softer. You have a microphone now. And then we turned it off.
Yeah.
I know, Lord forgive me. That might have been, it might have been that to you, right?
Well, great.